Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blast Off. Thank you for joining us again on this Monday, and hope everyone had a nice week last week. Same old shit as usual for us, work shit.
I didn't. It was long. It was alright.
It was. I feel like last week was long too, bro, so you're not in the same, or you're not in the boat alone there. We're in the same boat. Feel me?
How was work?
Oh, same old shit. It wasn't as busy as last episode, so that's a plus, I guess. And I picked some fire up, so how it goes.
That Compound Z is always good. Always.
Ooh, it's so fire.
Got some alien mints today. 4% terps.
Insane for the alien mints. Haven't seen the alien mints that high in terps yet. I think I've seen it in the threes before, but 4% is pretty up there, so yeah.
Well, and it don't really smell too much in the bag, but like you said earlier, if you crack it open, it probably smells insane.
I guarantee you it has a crazy nose if you crack it open.
Ooh. I'm high already.
Yeah, bro. Hit the bong before the pot again. So here we are, another week, another episode.
Another one.
No edibles this episode, thank fucking God, because Jesus, that was...
I slept until like 12.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, yeah, there.
Well, because after the pot, we... chilled for like a little bit longer, and then I went and got food and came back, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, but let us know in the comments, all right? If you eat after you smoke, you sober up. Me, that happens all the time. If I eat anything, I'll sober right up after I get done eating.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
If I take a shower.
It sobers me up a little bit. Same with the shower, yeah. I don't really like taking showers after I smoke. I feel like it kills my high.
I gotta do it before.
Yeah, before for sure. After a shower, not before, you dickhead. If you take one, if you are before you smoke. Oh shit, I'm burnt.
You're fucking high.
It could have been either way. It was up for interpretation.
No, it
bro.
Wasn't.
Yes,
they
it was.
Knew what I meant.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Hope you guys are smoking with us. We got some alien mints. Golden Road. Which is, I never had that before I got it a couple of days ago.
And Compound Z, yep.
Yep, so we got a little trifecta.
Mixed stuff in here, in the joint. For sure. Smoking nice, too.
It tastes really good. Gold Road's a sativa. And that's just like the Golden Goat, bro. It smells just like
very similar, I would say, in terp profile, for sure.
Yeah. They have like a, I don't even, like, don't quote me on this, but it's like they have, like, bigger glands or some shit like that, which makes it for more of that certain flower to have better terpenes. Hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, but I'm not 100%.
Like, yeah, I don't know, like, the actual, like, science and logic to it, but there's something in, like, Golden Goat flower, the genetics, that it contains more terpenes than usual flower does. And it's because something is bigger than normal. So
interesting.
Have you ever seen a queen cola?
I haven't. I've never been in a grow.
Fucking huge.
I bet. Probably like the size of like your hand. Bigger.
No. Bigger. Bigger.
Two?
If it's grew right, yeah. But it literally looks like, I don't know the leaf that it looks like, but it's like, it basically looks like somebody's flicking you off, I guess. It has like one little one right here. Yeah. And then the big tall one. And then... it's a fucking leaf plant, a marijuana plant. I'm high. I'm sorry, guys. A marijuana plant. Oh, my God.
This motherfucker just called a weed plant a leaf plant.
I didn't mean to.
That bitch is crazy.
Oh, shit. This shit's working faster than usual.
Got some fucking... I was just saying to Seth before the podcast started, I was like, bro, we almost literally... And we've said this before. We almost exclusively have been smoking strain for the fucking podcast, bro. Like, we got the fucking Garcia's handpicked. That's also, like, strain.
Yeah, it comes from the same company.
Like, Holistic. And then we have strains. So we have the Golden Road by the... Garcia, and then the goddamn bro, and then the Compound and Alien Mints by Strain. Yeah, this shit is good. For sure, for sure. Goddamn. You got a busy old day ahead of you too, bro. You got to go all the way down to OC later. So
I'm done.
Good we got to do this before you went down there because,
oh my god.
Yeah, it would have been late had we done it vice versa. Yeah.
And I thought about trying to do it later tonight, but I was like, video wouldn't really see it. It'd have like weird lighting to it.
Yeah,
and
nah,
like
I feel you. It's better so. During the day, I suppose, for lighting purposes. The car lights don't quite hit the same.
No, because I saw it in the last episode also that it was kind of dark and you couldn't really see us. So
for
like,
sure.
Eh.
Daytime but it is.
Still trying to figure it out, guys, so cut us some fucking slack.
Yeah, fuckers.
But I saw one of your points that I actually wanted to bring up.
Oh, for real?
Real quick.
Let's hear it.
We'll go right to that. John Morant, you're a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, bro, absolutely a dumbass. A fucking fool. You have the opportunity
that for, not a lot of people get.
For a supermax contract, like a $200 million deal.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they're gonna make a fucking example out of you, bro. They're literally gonna make a fucking example out of you.
I don't know if you saw the interview with Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA.
Yeah, he was saying how he was like shocked.
Yeah, like he was like, we sat down and had a long discussion about this, like that this is not okay. That you have a following, you have little kids that look up to you.
Yep.
You have a whole organization behind you.
Yep.
And they're saying that if Ja Morant's not suspended this entire season, that it's...
He, I think, is going to be suspended for at least half, like, or something. I heard something. It seemed like...
Well, Adam Silver said that, or a source that said that Adam Silver said it. So it's probably fake news.
Yeah.
Don't know for
probably.
Sure. But they were like, they'll be surprised if Ja Morant plays in the NBA anymore.
It's just great because what is it called? The it's like part of your contract when you sign to the league. It's like a what is it, like a morality clause or like something? It's like a,
I know what you're talking about, but I don't,
I forget what it's called, but there's like something. It's like, so if you do anything that the league deems like that could be potentially harmful to the image of the league, like, and sponsors and fans, that then they can, it's like a violation of your contract basically. It's like, so you can't, like, as much as like people are like defending it and being like, oh well, there's like senators and shit that like take pictures of guns like with their kids and shit for Christmas cards, it's like, well, that's like different, okay, because those people, like the NRA and shit, lobbies and pays those people. It'd be completely different circumstance if Ja Morant wasn't in the NBA or was hunting. The fact that he's like doing reckless shit with the gun is like just completely the reason why people
pointing
are
up in the air and
people are just having
going to rap songs. And
if
shit.
He was out hunting or doing something like that with like a fucking rifle, I guarantee you, no one's saying a fucking word. And it's completely fine. The issue is where he's being extremely reckless with that. He could potentially hurt someone. Like, and there's this isn't even the first incident. This is multiple.
Second.
Like, after this is the second gun incident. Then there was the laser incident. There was an incident with the 17-year-old that's going to court.
Yep.
So it's just,
there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and imagine all the things that we don't hear about. These are just the stories that have came out.
Yep.
There's definitely shit.
You damn know well he's been doing this for a while, but now, just now, this shit's coming to a light, basically.
Yep. That's exactly what I was saying, bro. And so,
well, the last person to get dealt with a gun charge in the NBA, I believe, was, his name was Raymond Felton. And you guys are
Raymond
a real
Felton.
NBA fan.
Knicks guy, right?
He was on the Knicks, yep. He was also on the Mavs.
Yep.
And I believe he was on another team also, but he got caught with, had a felony, I think, with gun charges. Like, he had like ARs and shit like that, and in a state where they're not legal, and he didn't have a permit for him or nothing like that.
God damn.
And he got, I have not heard a thing from him since that incident.
So the thing is, it's like, you, if you are in the NBA, you sign your contract, you cannot do
dumb shit
like that. to hurt the brand name or the company name or potential sponsorships. Like, it's a bad look on the league, and I can understand if it was in a different situation. Well, but
leave this to me.
The situation that it's in is just not going to fly, and they're gonna unfortunately make an example of Ja Morant. I can guarantee you they're for sure going to make sure something happens.
Either
he's going to be suspended for, I think, either like maybe an entire year. And I don't know if do you think the Grizzlies are going to pick him up, like keep him? I don't see the Grizzlies staying with him, but I can definitely see, like, no, he's going to be picked up by another team if he's allowed in the league still, you know?
Yeah,
he's too good of a talent to want to pass up on, but the Grizzlies may be tired of him being a problem all the time.
That may be true. I mean, look what Dylan Brooks did. He just poked a bear, basically.
But what do you think though? Do you think they're going to stick with him?
I think they will.
They just gave him another chance, though. Like, they, and then I know you probably saw the shit about the fucking his apology that he released was like literally
AI
was, like,
generated
word for word shit from fucking GPT.
Oh my god, that shit was fucking hilarious.
That's crazy.
Take this away from me. I'm high.
Are you now, sir?
I'm very high.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Yeah, but, it's.
I think they will give him another chance, and the reason why I say that is because they know if they let him go, somebody else is.
So
yeah,
someone else is for sure getting him. If he's allowed in the league still, I don't see him not being. He's definitely going to be still in the league. If he's allowed to possess the gun, he's allowed to possess the gun, that's perfectly fine. Reckless thing is what's not sliding with the fucking the league. It's him being crazy and doing dumb shit with the gun. That's what's the problem. So
yeah, I mean, if he just, it was really his homeboy's fault.
That's the thing too, and it's like if you're really his friend, don't put him on the fucking live. Like, I guarantee you, he's eating.
John knew he was on live though. Like they were on live for a while before the gun came out. So I understand why he probably has a gun. I mean, he has to protect himself. But I would just say security. Like, don't be looking over your shoulder the entire time.
Like, buddy, you're worth so much money, you can hire security.
Or hire friends as security. I mean, if they're going to have guns and shit like that, hire your buddies as security.
And the thing is, it's like, he's already basically cost himself, what, $40 million because he wasn't part of any all NBA teams, right?
Bro, he's cost himself probably so much more than that because Nike's taking his shoes off of thing.
They removed his shoes off the sneaker shit and like Finish Line, Foot Locker, all that shit. So like they pulled his shoes that were supposed to release. Yeah, they were called the Hungers. So like those bitches got pulled. So he might have just fucked his shoe deal up.
He's even fucking losing money on that now. Like, and I think
how much a fucking Nike deal is, bro?
And I think for the NBA, if you're suspended, you don't get paid.
No, you don't. I don't believe so, especially with an incident like that. Yeah. You're losing a fuckload of money. Like, and the thing is, bro, it's like,
I mean, that's probably with what it is for every sport, but I don't know, so I don't want to comment on it. But
my thing is, though, NBA, it's like, can you imagine? I'm not trying to make an excuse, but can you imagine being that young and having that much money? You are probably going to dissociate from, like, reality and, I guess, the value of money and, like, consequence because you just feel on top of the fucking world.
Yeah. I mean,
he's, what, 23, bro? He's our age.
He might be younger.
Don't know, but anyway, I don't know, man. It's inexcusable. Like, especially being an NBA, you're a literal, your potential face of the fucking league, bro. Like, you cannot be goofing like that. I just don't understand.
This is
it. Really
blow up. You got lighter in there. Bro, we ready to blow up.
If we do, bombs away. Blast off. Know what I mean? Catch freeze. It's just the lid.
I can't believe you just did that.
It's just the lid, bro. Leave me the fuck alone. Fucking asshole. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Right. So, basically, overall to that point, he's a dumbass.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
He needs to get his shit together.
You're going to learn. They're making you're going to be the poster child of, like, poor example of people in the NBA. They're going to make an example out of you, my friend, unfortunately. Yeah. That's just how it's going to be. You got to learn your fucking lesson somehow, some way. It's fucking unfortunate.
Nope. He's not going to.
I don't think he will.
I mean, hopefully he won't have another incident like this for a while.
I hope not. Fuck.
But he needs to get his shit together. He's a good basketball player, so, I mean, he just needs to...
get his act together.
Yeah.
So, what, we shared that point, right? That was that one of your points, probably, for this pod, or no?
Yeah.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, did so you, we had the same thing.
Did you have anything else for this one? No? All right, well, then let's go on to Hong Kong banned CBD and put it in the same class as heroin.
Isn't
so,
that crazy?
CBD.
That's so insane to me.
And that's, like, that's just hemp, so it's not even, it can't even get you high. It just helps with, like, joint pain and, like, anxiety, shit like that, and sleep, and you can't even, that's heroin in Hong Kong. That's, it's so bizarre to me how different it is when you just go to another place, how they view
it's
things.
Insane.
Like, can you imagine, like, I mean, for the Britney Griner shit,
Britney
she
Griner,
went, yeah,
yeah
exactly what I was thinking
also
about.
A dumbass, why
and
would
that
you bring
was,
it into
and
an
that
airport?
Wasn't CBD also. That and was, you're bringing it into an airport.
Into another country.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was back there.
Yeah, fucking right. You get high all the time. Come on, you knew it was there.
And then we traded a fucking arms dealer. That's another topic, but okay.
Yeah, but the CBD classified as heroin is insane. Can you imagine, like, something like ibuprofen?
Nope.
Ibuprofen being
Advil.
Classified as like heroin.
Oxycodone.
That's so
for like
crazy.
A major
to me.
Surgery.
That's so crazy. God, I'm never going to any place like that. Like, I just can't. I would do it to visit, but like.
I would like to go to Canada just because we
can go
there
be cool.
also. But
yeah.
Just see the way that they live.
I would just be scared. Like, I would definitely go to a place where you're not allowed to bring weed and smoke. Like, I don't care about that. I would just
oh,
be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. No CBD classified as heroin, bro. I mean, I don't need CBD anyway, so, like, I really wouldn't give a fuck. I'd visit Hong Kong. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Hong Kong.
Fuck it.
That's insane.
That is literally
That's
insane,
crazy.
Bro. Heroin. Do they not, like, how do they even come to that conclusion, though? Because you can...
I honestly don't know. It has to be
what?
Somebody that has power that just made that a thing.
I guarantee you there's probably some crazy shit in Hong Kong that's legal, though.
For sure. Oh, yeah, probably.
Bro,
yeah.
Look it up. Look up a crazy Hong Kong law. Like, I guarantee you there's some shit that's allowed that's way fucking worse than CBD. Like, alcohol is allowed, I guarantee you, in Hong Kong. But that's cliche and typical. So let's go outside of the box and try and think of some shit that, like, is... or look up some shit that literally is actually allowed in Hong Kong is way worse than fucking CBD. Like, there's no fucking shot that...
Crazy laws
in Hong Kong. I can't imagine how they came to that conclusion, though. Like, if you were to put people side by side, one's on heroin and one's on CBD, you're definitely gonna know which one is nodding, bro. There's no, like, that's just so insane to me. Honest, when I saw it, I almost didn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to. Okay, so this says you can't use language bad language. Shout, fly, this doesn't make any sense. This is not English. This is not English. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, pick another one. Another one. You could look up, like, stupid laws in Hong Kong or something like that. Like, there's got to be, you know how we
yeah,
have some,
no, yeah.
you know, well, we have those too in the U.S. We have, like, these stupid laws that are in place. Like, you can look them up. Like, they're stupid as fuck. I forget what some of them are, but they're still in place, but they're just not enforced anymore. Oh, boy, here we go.
No swearing at animals in Ocean Park.
What?
Picking flowers.
No way.
Rock carvings, which I don't...
Okay.
and having an intimidating dog.
I guess... whatever. That's wild, though.
Okay, this is...
Yeah, fuck Hong Kong. I'm not going there. They suck.
It says, it's illegal to obstruct or prevent a... clergyman or
yeah,
other
clergyman.
Minister from operating in a place of divine worship.
Yeah, like, so you couldn't interfere with, like, a priest or, like, someone from, like, the church. Like, that's so weird. Well, anyways, those people those people fucking suck. Banning CBD, bro. Look out.
We're fucking high.
Blitz, bro.
Yeah, I'm high, too. I have the whole fucking... It'll wear off after this, but I gotta go to Ocean City after this. That's
cool. Hey, bro.
In the traffic.
I bet you wish it was a sunny day, at least. Fucking sunny out.
Yep.
Ah,
yeah.
Rough, man.
But apparently, it's a nice day out. It's not, like...
Yeah, it's not super... It could be way worse.
Yeah, it's not too bad down there, so that's good. But, do you want to do your last point real quick? Or I have my phone. I'm fucking stupid.
If you want, we can riff for a bit and save it.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
we can fucking... Yeah.
So, did you... All right, so this has been going on for a little bit, but in South Dakota...
Yes.
A neighborhood had a sinkhole.
I think a
little bit ago. But they're now, like... Seeing that there's so many more caves that's under, like,
is this the same? Is this the same incident where they had like all the homes that were getting swallowed up, like, and it was on video and shit, and
yeah.
they had to like evacuate a bunch of people?
Yeah.
So these are the same sinkholes. They went into them and shit.
Yeah, they went into them and they found fucking caves.
That's insane.
Like 40 feet tall and shit like that.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And they were pretty wide and shit like that, too. Like, one would go this way, one would go that way.
You know, it's so interesting to me. Like, can you imagine how different the terrain was thousands of years ago what was exposed? Like,
bro, did you hear about that one city or one place? I don't know where it's at. I forget, but I can look it up again. But, like, the water is basically evaporating or, like, drying up and just submerging out of this like little old town, and they think it's like the city of Atlantis. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
No?
But that sounds pretty fucking crazy.
It was kind of it's a guy on Joe Rogan's podcast, I think, that said it.
Yeah.
And he was like, go look at it online. Like, it's like the water's like lowering and shit like that, and there's a whole fucking place underneath of it and shit.
That's crazy.
Exactly. They had divers go down there and shit like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they were like, I think it might be the lost city of Atlantis.
That would be
I
nuts.
I was like, what?
Can you imagine, bro?
That's crazy.
Like, thousands of years ago, like, shit was all the shit that's exposed and was like, and now it's just been built on top of, like, over thousands of years, and it will also shit like sinks and erodes down or like
mudslides.
Yeah, mudslide. Like, the shit's
bro,
been
imagine
happening.
Driving and just the road just fucking slides down.
Yeah, that's fucked. Just
goes into the ditch.
You can't do shit about it. Oh my god,
you can't speed
fucked.
Up. You can't slow down.
Yeah, you're absolutely fucked.
Oh my god!
Or if you were in a house during a landslide, bro, that shit is so wicked.
Or
what the fuck?
Imagine, but they were like in South Dakota, bro.
So they,
falling
did
into
they,
a sinkhole.
Did they find anything in those caves at all?
I didn't read too much into it, but I just kind of read like a couple things because I saw it like a couple days ago, and I was like, shit, let me write this down real quick. Mention this real quick, and then
that
I didn't look
wild.
At it again. But it's been going on since like 2022, I think. 2021, maybe?
The sinkholes there?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Damn, that's the first I was hearing about it was literally like, I feel like it now is probably like 3 weeks ago.
That's when that's when I first heard about it,
yeah,
too,
same.
But apparently it's been longer, unless the articles were about something else.
Yeah, it could
have
been.
But I didn't read them at all.
Who fucking knows? We're high.
I read the first South Dakota sinkhole, and they were like, yeah, the 40 by 40 foot caves are just... massive.
That's pretty fucking crazy, bro.
They're huge.
That's nuts.
They're huge.
Have you ever been inside of like a cave or like a cavern?
Like, I have not. No.
And okay, so you should do it one time. If you we can go to West Virginia, they have this place you can go inside like these caverns, and like there's like stalagmites, I forget what they're called, stalactites. It's like
mm-hmm.
big crystal deposits, and they're like all over the place, and like it's so cool to go inside of those big ass
yeah,
places
no,
and shit
been.
And look at the stuff in there. Yeah, you should definitely do it one time. It's cool as fuck. And it's not like you're going
to
be claustrophobic or anything like that, because I don't like those tight-ass spaces either, but it's big and open and shit. Like,
bro, did you... I don't know if you saw this video, but it was like this kid that was like our age, and he was... I guess it's called cave finding or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he went down like this little... It was a cave above him and a cave below him. So he was just kind of... like waddling through and shit like that. Yeah,
wiggling through, whatever. And is it one of, like, a real tight ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were looking at, like, further down with their lights.
Yeah.
And it was, like, an illusion.
Oh, right.
It looked like it was getting more open, but it was actually getting smaller. And he got stuck. Bro, like, just watching that would get me fucking...
Yeah, that shit,
like,
freaks me out. That freaks me the fuck out.
Imagine, bro.
You can't do anything. You're where no one can help you or no one knows who you're at.
And you can't do anything.
You can't move. All you can do is yell.
But, like, my thing is, like, you got in there. Wouldn't you be able to get out somehow?
Bro, have you ever... Go on your phone and look up...
No.
You have to. There's this cave that people go into. It's called the Hell Hole. And it's like this tiny ass, like, hole that you have to, like, crawl into. Yeah, Hell Hole Cave. And, yo, you have to look, you have to go on. It is, like, probably videos for on TikTok. And, like, yo, it's crazy. Like, you have to crawl in this tiny ass fucking hole. And there's, like, it's literally some tiny ass fucking cave the whole way through. It's literally insane.
No fucking way.
Yeah, bro. It's literally insane.
How the fuck do you...
It's literally insane, bro.
So, has anybody ever gotten stuck before?
I don't know. I would imagine, yeah, probably there's...
How the fuck do they get them out?
They probably don't. Or they might send a team down there if they get stuck. Like, if they die, they'll probably send a team down there to get them out, their body out or something. But I don't know. I'd imagine people probably get stuck in there.
Bro, I would not do that.
That looks scary as fuck, doesn't it? I could never...
You guys look this up. This shit is no fucking way.
Like, I guess once you get in there, it's not that bad.
Yeah, when you get in there, it doesn't look bad at all.
No way, dog. There's no shot.
They painted arrows.
I couldn't do the tight spaces, man. I could, that would freak me the fuck out. Ew, man. See, that's not bad. I could do that. But, like, when you get in them tight,
like,
little...
look behind him, though.
Yeah, it just gets tighter. Ugh. Fuck. What would you do if you heard some, like, noise, like people talking down there, and you knew you were the only ones down there?
Fuck.
And you're all the way down there?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
No way.
I just stand in shock. Like,
oh, no way.
I'm like, little elves come down or some shit like that. Like.
Oh, man. Those people are crazy, bro. That's sick shit. That's literally sick.
That's insane.
I remember seeing a video of that fucking shit, and they, like, wore a GoPro and crawled down into it. And I was like, oh, there's no way you could pay me to do that. Like, I would never.
I would not be able to at all.
I haven't even been on the slingshot in the Ocean City, bro. I know you haven't. You're a big-time pussy, so there's no shot you've been on it.
Fall.
I would have fucking screamed.
Somebody just went over on their bike.
I remember this one time. I don't know why this has stuck with me for so long. I think this happened in Graysonville a really long time ago. We were riding on one of the roads, I think, like, by Winchester Liquor Store.
Uh-huh.
And we were going down one of these streets, and there was someone... No, it wasn't. It wasn't down there. It was in the community somewhere. It might have been Bay City. And we were riding through the community, and, like, there's a kid riding a bike, and all of a sudden, the front wheel of his bike just popped off or some shit, or the back wheel, and, like, literally he ate shit. Like, it was the most bizarre shit. It was so out of pocket. We were just riding by, and the fucking tire came off. I was like, bro, what the fuck just happened?
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. That reminds me of something. So, when I lived in Northbrook, me and my neighbors would always, like, go out and talk, like, the ones right next to me.
Yeah.
He was, like, a year older than me, but he went to... Kuwait for like a year, but he was really good at hockey, so he went over to Massachusetts to go to a prep school and all that.
Yeah,
but we were talking one day, him and his two sisters, we were just all out. It was like a summer day, it felt good. Well, you know, it's a neighborhood, so everybody's riding their bikes and shit like that, and it's also neighborhood, multiple cars on the streets.
Yeah, they're all over the
place.
So
they're all on the streets. So this truck was like backed up, like right on the thing. And was like right on the curb, almost like covering the where you would pull into the driveway.
Yeah.
And this girl, probably like 8-9 years old at the time, probably like just riding her bike by herself, up and down the street. Right, came down a couple times. The last time she came down, we were talking and all that. We were just like, I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about, but all we heard was a fucking smack. And we looked to the right, and she fell off of her bike. She hit the fucking truck.
Hell.
Head on. I guess she was looking at us the entire time, like talking and shit like that, or not paying attention, like not in front of her. She smacked the back of that truck.
Stop.
And we were like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. And gets back on her bike and just rides home. I'm like, what the fuck did I just witness?
Oh, my God. That's fucking rough. There's this one time, bro, out front of my grandma's crib. You know that fucking tree? It's literally right in front of the middle of the yard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The old fucking, it's been struck by lightning and shit. There was one time I was, I don't know, probably like 11, 12. I'm like hanging upside down on the branch and shit. Like one of the branches, it's probably like 5 feet up. And I'm just, like, swinging back and forth on it, bro. And all of a sudden, the whole bitch just breaks. And I'm, like, falling, holding the branch. And I'm, like, I land on my back, and I go, hit one of them things, and, like, I'm, like, like, can't breathe type shit. And I'm, like, oh, my God, I'm dying. Oh, I'm literally going to die. This is not how I thought I was going to go out. Oh, my God. And if anyone tells me that's not what the getting the wind knocked out of you sounds like, bro, I'll fucking punch you in your lips. Like, bro, that's literally sounds like.
I got the wind knocked out of me in football one day. I was probably like 10 or 11, and this guy in practice just comes right at me and with his head down.
Oh,
not the fucking way that you're supposed to fucking
hit
tackle.
You in your sternum.
I had the ball. And he hit, like, the ball and the top of his helmet hit, like, right in my stomach.
Oh.
And, like, the force from the ball came into my stomach. I'm just like, coach.
And you can't even get a breath bro. You're just, like, constantly exhaling. You're like, oh, my God.
Bro, if you catch a football wrong or something like that, you catch it with your body, if it hits you in the right spot.
Oh, yeah, it's got to hit you, like, in your sternum, bro. That shit hurts.
It will fucking knock the shit out of you. Like, knock the wind out of you.
Damn, that's a hard throw.
But it will actually knock the wind out of you, and you'll feel it. You'll be like, oh, shit, give me a second.
Nah, for real, bro. That shit is not cool. Oh my God! Do you remember the one time? You swear to God you don't remember this, but the time it was your birthday and we were at your house in Northbrook and you fucking we were downstairs. This might have been the same year that we fucking broke the light in the basement where like we were doing like what was it fucking fake field goals and shit, bro? Stupid as fuck. Like someone kicked the fucking ball and it hit the light, and then
what light?
The one in the basement that like hung up on top of like the ceiling, bro. And that might have been the same year when we were playing hide and seek in the basement for your party. I stepped on the pipe
I remember that too.
That broke. Yeah.
So we had a football and it was me, you, and Gene.
Yeah.
And we were just throwing the football because like the ceiling was kind of high, but it
so
wasn't
so you
too,
could
too
like
high.
Sidearm and shit.
Yeah. And that's what we were doing.
And it was a small football.
It was like a
youth one.
I had the bright idea to fucking say, let's kick it through this doorway. Because there wasn't a door on, like,
yeah,
one doorway.
Yeah, it was just a fucking cutout.
Because for football, when I was younger, I would have a tackling dummy. And I would just tackle it all the time out in the yard and shit like that. Work on defense
and shit.
And
we would do dumbass hit drills in the basement.
Yeah, dumbass hit drills in the basement and shit. And one day, Gene fucking tackles it and it hits the door and basically just tears the fucking door down. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it breaks kind of. So I'm just like, well, it's already kind of like
fuck.
Off the hinges. So let's just hit it again.
And fucking
we
break
kept
it.
Doing it. Oh my gosh.
God
but,
damn.
Yeah. So I had the bright idea to fucking say, let's kick it through the doorway. I kicked it through the doorway, right? Who broke it? Do you remember?
I forget who broke it, but someone.
I don't think it was me, but my mom came down and was like, who broke it? And I took the blame for it. I was like, Mom,
yeah,
that was me. I did
yeah,
it. My
I
fault.
It might have been me. I forget who broke it, though.
So I kicked it, and it was good. I was like, all right, yeah, this is going to work. Miguel fucking kicks it, and it goes straight up. Like, doesn't even, not a line drive, goes straight up into the fucking ceiling and fucking breaks the fucking light bulb and it shatters everywhere, and we just all look at each other just like,
and it's carpet and shit. And
yeah, like, it's carpet. And we're like, fuck. So we had to get the vacuum and shit like that.
Oh, but my main point, what I was going to say was fucking the same party. You took this football and like at some point I was standing like a foot from you, bro. And you just like threw this football at my nutsack like as hard as you possibly could, bro. And I literally was almost puked from nut pain. Like. In my stomach.
Oh, I don't remember that. I remember everything else except for that.
You swear you don't remember that.
It was somebody else. It had to be somebody else.
It was such intense pain, bro. It felt like cold.
When you broke the pipe.
It was like a PVC pipe. Yeah, I stepped on it on accident trying to hide.
My mom came down and was like, yo, what's going on? And she saw the pipe broken. She was like, what the hell happened? And Miguel was acting like he got hurt the entire time that she was down there so he wouldn't get in trouble.
I was like,
he was acting hurt the entire time that he was down there. And my mom, like, couldn't really get mad at him. So she was just like, are you okay, Miguel? And everybody else knows what's going on. We were just laughing our ass off and shit like that. But eventually, it got fixed, and it was a pipe for, like...
It wasn't cheap as fuck.
Yeah, it was an important pipe, so it was okay.
Thank God. That was fucked.
God, oh, my God.
So many fucking memories.
Bro, I've broken that light bulb so many times.
It was in such a terrible spot, bro.
From throwing a football.
It's in such a vulnerable spot to get plucked. But we used to size, bro. We used to, like, literally stand apart in, like, a triangle or, like, a square and, like, start beaming, like, in a square. Like, after we get bored, we'd be like,
with a ball or some shit, playing speedball or some shit.
It'd be bound to happen at some point, bro.
Because we play speedball in, like, middle school and shit like that, and we'd always think that would be fun as shit.
I'm surprised no one ever ran into, like, a car or something doing, like, football, like, routes on the fucking street at any time, like, a parked car. Like, I'm really surprised.
Somebody ran into a mailbox. Fuck, who was it? Jacob Black.
Oh, no. I remember, we were ding-dong-ditching. It was, like, me, Mike, and someone else. It might have been you and Gene, and Mike fucking tripped on one of the metal fucking water things sticking out of the fucking ground in someone's yard, bro.
Shit would be so fun. We would ding-dong-ditch, and then...
Like, that was back when you could do this type of shit, though.
Yes, when like, they wouldn't fucking shoot people.
Yeah.
But, like, in Northbrook, there'd be, like, a big-ass... I don't know what kind of plant, like... plant it is, but it was very soft. It had cattails at the end of it and shit.
Oh, I forget what the fucking name of those are.
Yeah, but it was really soft. So we would not cattails, the fuzzy shits. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah,
right. So, and we would just ding dong ditch, and then we would pick a house that it would be right across from there, and we would just literally just like jump and just
hide
dive,
behind that shit.
Just dive right in the fucking bush and
yeah,
just
bro.
Get right behind there and
that
just look at
so
them.
Funny.
But oh my god! Or spooking? Do you remember that for like around Halloween?
Oh my
god! You would just
god,
bro,
hide
somewhere.
Excuse.
It's an excuse to ding dong ditch somebody. Basically, you just put a little bit of candy somewhere, and you just ring their doorbell a hundred times.
I'm gonna spam it really
quick,
like,
and then just run away. Like they're not supposed to know who you are, so you got to do it fast.
I thought you were talking about scaring people, like hiding in bushes and scaring
that
people.
That shit would give somebody a heart
bro,
attack.
I miss being a kid. Holy fuck. That shit was so lit.
I saw kids in my apartment complex playing football the other day, and and somebody's dad was like the all-time QB. I was like,
hey,
damn. I missed them fucking days.
Fuck's sake. That's so fire, bro. God
oh
damn.
My God.
Those were the days.
And we would play. Our street was kind of small, so we would play. We would call it double grass. So, like, the out-of-bounds would be one blade of grass, like the one section of grass would be still in bounds, and then
the
sidewalk. The
other section is out of bounds.
Yeah, basically, yep. And
just
that
we have
was
more
so
room.
Fucking fun. Oh, my
fuck
God.
Fuck, yeah. And we play, like, mailbox to, like, tree or something. Like,
shit,
some dumb shit
shout
like
out
that.
To fucking Mike. The worst thing that fucking happened was him getting hurt.
Yeah.
Fucking playing football.
Facts. He
nobody's ever gotten hurt before. And then the one day we decided to go fucking play tackle fucking football at the fucking soccer field.
Damn. Did he break something?
believe he just dislocated.
His knee fucked his knee up. Yeah, that's when his knee shit started. Yeah.
So, but he's all good now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. But
I was like, the one time we actually want to, like, we wanted to play tackle football, somebody important gets, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, like, it was a bad injury, too.
Yeah,
right before basketball season.
Shitty.
Like, tryouts were, like, in 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it was so shit.
Yep. But, love you, Mike.
Yes, sir. Goddamn. Fuck yeah, old days, man. Brothers, we used to fucking, me and Mike and shit, we used to jump on the trampoline and shit in the backyard when Mike used to live in Y Mills. And we would fucking, like, do the wrestling shit on the trampoline, like the WWE moves and shit, bro. Like, oh my God.
Did you dropkick Alex off of the trampoline?
Yeah, I have, yeah. And Alex, bro, got his finger, like, three of his fingers broken one time.
Bro, that shit,
like, he didn't even know, though. Like, that was, and he ended up going to the hospital, and it was like his pinky, his ring finger, and his middle finger all broke at, like, the same time. It was like, bro, you're made of glass.
Fucking Joey, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Joey was riding dirt bikes with Jeffrey, and he went through a fence and broke his femur. And he was walking on it for, like, the entire week.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And then he was like, my leg's hurting. And then his mom was like, all right, well, let's just take you to the doctor just to make sure. Took an x-ray. His whole fucking femur's, like, broken half or some shit like that. Not broken half, but it had a bad, like, break to
fuck.
It.
Fuck. I've never
been
broke
through a
bone.
Fucking fence on a dirt bike.
Have you broke anything?
My toe.
Ouch, that probably hurt
my,
like,
pinky. I broke both my pinky toes.
Ow. That I feel like
multiple
that would be
times,
I feel like that would be, like, excruciating, though. Like, a pinky toe, bro, did you stub it?
No. So every single
halfway don't even want to hear it. I don't even know how I did it. Is it bad?
Honestly. I was just playing football without any shoes on grass. So I guess I went to make a cut. I guess my pinky toe didn't go with the rest of my feet or the rest of my toes.
God damn.
But I had football practice that day, and I couldn't practice. I couldn't walk.
Fuck.
Like, every single time I walk, it would send a sharp-ass shooting pain.
No.
A sharp-ass pain.
No.
I've done that twice, two football seasons.
I feel like the pinky toes are, like, one that's very...
I hear you break your big toe, you're fucked. Like, you can't even walk on that
bench. I would imagine. I feel like the pinky toe makes me queasy, though, because it's, like, I've heard a story of, like, someone getting, like, was running in a house, and they, like, slipped on the hardwood floor, and, like, their pinky toe, like, caught on the edge of, like, the door frame and, like, broke because... momentum of
it.
Yeah, I ever since then those fucking breaks make me just think of that, and it makes me so fucking, like, it sends a fucking shiver down my spine. I hate it.
But yeah, that's really the only thing I've ever broke.
I've never broke shit.
I fucked my knees up, of course, just playing.
Yeah, my knees are fucked
shit like that, but
my knees are absolutely fucked.
I used to have this fucking, this one thing that would hurt me so bad. If you guys have played football or basketball for a long period of time, your Achilles tendon, right when you would get done, like, playing and shit like that, and when you would sit for, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, my God, and you go to get up.
And you go get up. Oh, or, like, heel spurs or something like that.
Yes, dog.
Bro.
Or the shin splints.
Shin splints hurt like a motherfucker.
Bro. I haven't had those in so long, so I forget how bad those fucking things hurt.
Oh, my God. They hurt so fucking bad. I haven't
heel
had
spurs them. Suck bad,
I had, bro, I've had everything wrong except for a broken bone, which I feel like is okay.
Bro, as I got older, I used to be in and out of the fucking physical trainer all the time, bro. Like, just getting fucking worked on in there, yo, because
I went to an O's game, or no, I won, you know, like, in elementary school when you get, like, the book fair?
Yeah, they give out, like, tickets and shit to, like,
to
baseball.
The Boo Bay Sox, yeah.
Well, Shore, I went, mine was a Shorebirds or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, Shorebirds. Yeah,
Shorebirds.
Well, we went there one day, and right when I got there, my stomach just started hurting so fucking bad. No. So bad. And I was just like to the point where I was like, I was a kid. I was like, 7, 8 years old, but I was like laying on my mom's lap because I was in so much pain.
Damn, bro.
They took me to the doctor's office at like 10 o'clock at night because they thought like it was just because I didn't have anything to eat.
Was it your appendix?
They thought it was, but it wasn't. So they don't, I honestly still don't know what the fuck, like what happened. I was too young. Damn. But I just remember I was in so much pain. Like, I don't know what was wrong. If I had a shit or something, I don't fucking know.
Sometimes I have like a gas, like a, I guess it, sometimes, bro, I have like a gas bubble that hurts my back. Like they'll hurt my back or like my stomach really bad, and it just takes like, bro, a while for it to go away.
Speaking of back, I was in the van the other day for work, and we went over this bump on in the city, bro. That shit, I took the impact on that bump so hard, my back cracked.
No way. Was like,
what the actual fuck?
That's how big them potholes are in the city, bro. Them bitches will swallow. That's them potholes are gonna open up into caves at some point.
They're gonna be fucking 100-foot caves. Yeah, and shit.
There's fucking, there's potholes in the city. Don't play no shit, bro.
Not at all.
They'll swallow a car up. I would hate to live in the city just to, because I would have to go through tires like, bro, every 6 months, get an alignment every like shit. 2 weeks.
I went down there with my own car, and it wasn't as bad as I went down there in, like, the work van and shit like that. And so I think it's just, like, obviously my car is smaller, and the suspension's better, and the tires are better and shit like that. But it's just, like, holy.
It's rough.
God damn. Like.
Fuck, man.
It's. We go over bumps, and I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck. It's crazy. Like,
God damn. Shit, I went over this bump up in fucking Hyattsville yesterday.
Yeah.
And that shit, like. I was in the work van, so I wasn't in my car, so I didn't give a fuck. But like the whole fucking right tire went into that. It was like two
boom,
like,
boom.
Yes, yes. The whole tire went down in that hole, and I was like, "Oh my god!" I didn't even see it.
Have you ever been in one of them big ass potholes in your car that makes like the bumper scrape it a little bit, and you hear like the?
No, but fuck, my car is kind of low, so like if I back out of my dad's driveway,
I scrape a little bit,
yeah, on the front. I actually kind of need a new front bumper because I hit a raccoon one day taking Lauren's friends home.
Fuck.
And it was like 2 o'clock at night. A big-ass raccoon ran right out in front of me. And fucking, I didn't see it until it was last second.
Yeah, you had to smoke it.
And I mean, I don't swerve for animals, obviously, because my life's more important than their lives. Sorry, you animal lovers, but
yeah,
fuck it.
And the car was new.
Yeah, exactly. So I smacked that raccoon. I didn't think it did any damage. Woke up the next morning, my fucking front bumper was like unhooked a little bit. I just had to like push it back in and shit like that. But
fuck, man. What was my last point on the shit that we had? I forget what I was trying to remember what the fuck it was. We've been sitting here like bullshitting and shit. I can't remember what it was.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, this fucking bullshit. Fuck the queen.
Whoa.
Okay, go ahead. Fuck that bitch.
No.
Her, yeah.
This fucking fly's getting on my nerves. Catch it.
Fuck the queen. Her fucking funeral cost taxpayers in the UK more than $200 million.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Fuck that bitch. 200 mil.
It's not her fault.
After she died, though.
It's not her fault. Whose fault? Why would it be her fault?
Her fault for what? I mean, I guess it isn't, but like, yeah. Still, fuck the
taxes.
Fuck the royal family and all them fucking kooky fucks, those inbred fucks.
200 million, though?
That's a lot. That's a lot of
money.
That's absurd.
Shit, just imagine what we're going to have to pay in taxes when we get older.
Not that.
Bro, you know what I heard the other day? That taxes weren't even supposed to be a long-term thing.
I think I heard that, too. To be honest.
And if that's true, what the fuck? We need to get them down.
Oh, yeah. Facts, bro. That point wasn't any... I didn't expect to get any, like, crazy conversation off that point or anything.
You're good.
But it was just some shit that I saw that was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean...
I guess she's a very historical figurehead, but still,
obviously,
mil,
yeah.
And it came from taxpayer money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all British fucks are gonna be eating crackers and drinking tea for quite some time. Your inflation's probably ready to hit for that funeral cost.
Shit, I can't wait for our shit to go down.
I know.
But I don't think it's going to. It's going to go up.
Bro,
it's insane. Inflation's insane right now.
My thing is, like, how the fuck, how the fuck are people able to, like, get houses here and, like, like, honestly, exactly, have a mortgage and then pay all your bills, too? Like, because you would have, like, a mortgage, car payment, phone bill, internet bill.
I mean, I guess we're just looking for the wrong insurance, looking for the wrong job.
Dog.
Because, I mean, there's only a handful of people that I know our age that have their own house.
That is true also. And, yeah. But
it's a handful.
Yeah, and also it's like, I feel like people, especially in our age that do have houses, are like roomed up with other people too. Like, they need like a roommate or something. And nothing against that, because I wouldn't be able to fucking make it work on my own. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to live alone. Even with, like, Mia, I don't even think Mia would be able to make something like that work, to be honest. It's just, that would be a lot.
Yeah.
Like, everything's so, like, groceries are outrageously expensive. Like, bro, I'm just thinking all the bills I pay, like, now on top of a mortgage. How the fuck?
Yeah, and the mortgage is the most.
The most out of all the bills. Like, so I'm already, like, stretched thin with, I would have to stop smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and even then, I'll still be tight. So it's like, fuck, what a... can I, like, live in a tiny home? Can I build a tiny home?
Yeah, that's why Lauren brought this up one day. She was like, why can't we just work our ass off in Maryland and then move down to North Carolina?
That too. My thing is, though, like, it's like, I didn't go to school, so I have no, like, skill set for work. Well,
you went to high school. You didn't go to college.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, I don't have any skill set from, like, college. So, I haven't worked a trade, so I don't really have any work skill sets that I could. I mean, I'm a fast learner, so other than that, I would just have to basically start from scratch if I were to move to another state.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that because, I mean, I'm comfortable and I make decent money where I'm at now, enough to where, like, I'm able to save. So but my thing is, I just don't want to get locked into where I'm at for a long time either, because then it's like I'm going to get super comfortable and make enough money to where, like, I'll be able to make some shit work. And then, like, getting out of that cycle is going to I feel like it's going to completely fuck me up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, man, it's so hard. Sure. Figuring life out is so difficult.
Yes, and we're 23, and we still haven't figured it out yet.
I was just fucking sitting in the car earlier thinking, like, man, what is the point of all this? Like, what is the purpose of this?
To pay rent.
Like, bills. What is the purpose of life? I know
that's a good question.
To impact people in a positive way, surely, but what is the greater purpose of being here on Earth?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
That's a good question to put up on the pod page. So, yeah, what do you guys think the purpose of...
We'll put a question up there, and we want y'all's response.
Yeah, we're going to put that up, what the purpose of being on this earth is and living life.
Just to see what y'all say.
Want to know what your perspectives are on that.
Either.
Because, goddamn, shit is hard. And we know we're not the only ones that are out here struggling through...
Not at all.
Figuring this fucking life shit out, so... keep your head up if you're going through some fucking shit, sir. Man. Power through that shit. It's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the tunnel is just a bit longer than you expect it to be.
And if you think you're at rock bottom, the only way,
it could be hell.
The only direction you can go is up if you're at rock bottom. So just think that.
Yeah, man. And we've all been in a rough spot. Even if you're not in a rough spot, just the stress of everyday life sometimes is just a lot, and it weighs on you, especially over time. So we've all been there. Keep your head up. Keep pushing through. Shit gets better.
Sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we kind of got for you guys. Honestly, yep. Man, it's not.
That's all I got for y'all
not
today.
Not a super long episode today. Didn't even hit the hour mark today, but I mean, it is what it is.
It's all right.
We're gonna keep going at the consistency that is key here, and we're just trying to improve every episode, keep the conversation going, get better with the content. You know how it is.
Damn right. Y'all have a safe week and stay on that grind.
Yep, we appreciate y'all for tuning in again for another episode of Blast Off. Be sure, if you tuned in to either the audio or the video, thank you if you tuned into either, to follow the Instagram page at Blast Off Pod. Drop a subscription to the YouTube channel.
follow it. Giveaway, more instructions for giveaways coming out on Blast Off Pod. Yeah. But y'all got to follow it because we ain't going to mention too much shit on here. It's going to be on the Instagram.
And yeah, we're going to post it on our personal pages too. When we're going to make a giveaway post up here soon for details and to let y'all know what it's going to contain and like the rules and stuff. And then soon we're going to be making a giveaway post to where you guys will be hopefully tagging some friends, getting engaged with that, and hopefully entering to win when we're going to be giving away to a lucky listener.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys, as always. We appreciate every single one of you. And, yeah, once again, follow the Instagram, Blast Off Pod, YouTube, Blast Off Pod, same as always. And,
yes, sir.
We're going to catch you guys next week. See y'all.